God has given us a provision that we don't have to suffer like the world. The world has what? Sickness, dying prematurely. But I've given you a provision, God is saying. The body and the blood of my son. If you will partake, you will escape the condemnation, the sentence of this world.
My friend, the Lord has prepared a meal for you to eat your way to life and health. In today's message, Joseph Prince shares about the power of the Holy Communion and how the Holy Communion is God's ordained channel of healing and wholeness for His children today. Are you facing a health challenge or battling a chronic condition today? Beloved, whatever circumstances you are confronted with, God has a word for you. Don't give up. There is hope. He has made a way forward for you. In Joseph Prince's book, The Healing Power of the Holy Communion, we find out how God has provided a way for us to experience divine health and healing through Jesus' finished work on the cross. Get your copy today for a gift of any amount to the ministry. Call or text the number on your screen or visit our website now. And now, here is Pastor Joseph Prince with today's program.
So we are continuing our series on the grain, the wine, and the oil. And this is what I want to show you. Look at Matthew chapter 26 first. In Matthew 26, it says here, "Then he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, 'Drink from it, all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many for the remission of sins.'" So, drinking preceded what he said, or did he let them drink first? Then he says, "This is my blood." So, over here, we're not told the sequence. Did the people drink first? Did the disciples drink first of the cup? And then he says, "This cup is the new covenant." Or do you say, "This cup is the new covenant," then they drank? Now, this is important, okay? We are learning how to partake, and partake according to the phrase worthily as well. So here, he says, now, by the way, for the remission of sins. One way to partake worthily is you partake knowing your sins have been remitted because of the blood. Now, that's honoring what Jesus has done. Anything less, if you are sin conscious, looking for sin, for sin, for sin, when Jesus himself said that drinking this cup is for the remission of sins, not at that time your sins are remitted, but it's to illustrate that his blood is the reason why your sins are no more in your life. Not that you cannot sin, not that you are, you are now completely sinless. No. But God is not reckoning you based on unforgiven sin. Your sins are all remitted. They're all forgiven. And when you partake of the Lord's Supper, you should be conscious of that and not conscious of your sin still being in you, that you got to look for it. That is judging yourself worthily. Okay, so here, the question again that we are asking is, did he give them the bread and the cup and they partook? Then he says, "This is my body. This is the cup of the new covenant." Now we look at, because why am I saying this? It's crucial. The order is crucial. I'll tell you why. There is a place where it's a symbol and there's a place where it becomes real. So let's go to Mark. Mark has the order. Look at this. "And as they were eating, Jesus took bread, blessed and broke it and gave it to them and said, 'Take it, this is my body.' Then he took the cup and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and they all drank from it. And he said to them," do you hear that? "He took the cup, when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, and they all drank from it. And he said to them, 'This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many.'" So which one happened first? His statement about the cup or their drinking? They drink. So the thing is this, as long as you hold the bread in your hand, okay? If you hold the bread in your hand, is there bread anywhere? Never mind. If you have, just for illustration purpose. So, it's still natural, okay? You understand? So it's okay. When we're handling it, it's okay. It's common. It's normal, okay? When does it become uncommon, holy? Now, when you come before the Lord, by the way, you don't need a priest. You don't need a pastor. You don't need me. They broke bread from house to house. They broke bread from house to house. We are all priests. Amen. We are all royal priesthood. Amen. So when you open up, right, you take the bread, it's still bread. When you come before the Lord and you meditate and you thank the Lord and you say, "Lord, I discern your body. that on that tree, you bore away all my sins, all my diseases, all my infirmities, all my pains. You can include all my aging. Because from aging comes all kinds of sickness, you know. All right? And in heaven, everyone is young, right? So you can put it down there. And Lord, I thank you. By your stripe, I'm healed. And you partake. Now watch this. When you partake, when does it become the bread, the body of the Lord? When it goes in. After you partake, it's the body of the Lord. You got it? That's what I believe. I believe that the language of Jesus in John 6 and 8 cannot just make it just purely symbolic. Cannot. Are you listening? All right. As long as that's outside, it is still. It was after they partook. He says, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. You just drank it. Right? This is my body broken for you. After they ate it. You understand? Are you with me so far? So we got that settled. By the way, this is a Holy Communion is the substance of the shadow of the Old Testament. In the Old Testament, we have a shadow. On the night of the Passover, God told Israel to put the blood on the doorposts and on the lintel, right? Making the cross. Can you see it? And God said, eat the roasted lamb, roasted in fire, and do not eat it sodden with water. Do not water down the person of our Lord Jesus. Don't water it down. Don't just say that he's a good man, but he's not roasted in fire. Don't eat him not roasted in fire. Roasted in fire means see him at the cross, suffering your judgment and my judgment because he was carrying our sins. That's how you partake worthily. So they were partaking of the roasted lamb. They ate the head. They ate the entrails. They ate the feet. And whatever they are suffering from, if they're suffering from dementia or Alzheimer, they partook even of the brain. While the judgment was going on outside, the angel of death was passing by and he looks at the house. Okay? Now listen carefully. God is not requiring great faith to eat, only hunger. Amen? God doesn't need great faith for you to put on the blood. Just obedience. Amen? And it doesn't matter how afraid they are, trembling, all right? When they know that at that hour, at the midnight hour, the angel of death is passing by. If they are struggling and some of them are really, really, you know, crying, bawling and you know, in the house. But as long as the blood is there, they are safe. They just wasted all their emotions. They just wasted all their fears. Am I right? Because their security lies not in their faith. It lies in the blood. Am I right? So another house, an Egyptian house, don't worry, nothing will happen to us. All this, Moses, fake news. All right? Don't worry about it. Nothing's going to happen to you. So for him, all right, there's no blood on the doorpost, nothing. But they are very confident. You might even say they look like people of faith. What's going to happen that night? The moment it strikes midnight, the son drops dead, the firstborn. Amen? It's not your confidence. It's not your great faith. It's not even positive thinking. It is the blood or the lack of it. Amen? Without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sins. Can I have a good amen? So put this in the communion. Whether you fully understand, you don't fully understand, doesn't really matter. Jesus died for you. His blood has been shed. What you need to do is partake worthily. Not try to earn it, not try to deserve it. Just know that he did it for me. That's all you need to do. Amen. So watch this. 1 Corinthians 11. Paul says this, for I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take it, this is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. Now listen carefully. This is direct revelation from the Lord. He didn't learn this from Matthew. He didn't learn this from Bartholomew. He didn't learn this from Thomas. They were all there in the upper room. He could have gone to them and asked them, right? But he received straight from the Lord. For I received from the Lord. What is it that about the communion that is so important that the Lord Jesus himself, whether it's in vision form or Jesus came to him directly and taught him, he received from the Lord directly this revelation. And it was from Paul that we learned about health and healing being available and how neglecting this provision from God is causing people to be weak, sickly, and dying prematurely. So we have this idea that in churches today, if you partake the Lord's Supper and you have sin in your life, then you might be sick. It's a judgment. Because there's sin in your life, you might even die prematurely. And they got it from this passage. And the whole thing is misconstrued. You know, I did my best not to go into the theological part and all that. But the moment I did that, something happened to me. I felt the Lord saying, no, you teach that. So I'm going to teach that as much as I can today. So first of all, it's a direct revelation from the Lord. Are you listening? Okay. Number two, the Lord watches over this provision. You know, for some reason, people say, you know, Pastor Prince, it's just a piece of cracker and a piece of juice and all that. What can it do? Well, you know what happened when the woman said, yes, Master, when she was looking for the Lord's healing for her daughter who was demon-possessed, and she says that even the crumbs that fall from the Master's table, even the crumbs, and the Lord says, for this saying, go thy way. The devil is gone out of your daughter. Even a crumb can drive a demon out. Can drive the cancer out. Because the body of Jesus is a symbol of the body of Jesus. Hey, folks, we are not like the puppies under the table, you know. We are on sitting on the table. We don't have crumbs, we have the whole bread. She's just saying, even the crumbs that the puppies eat, even puppies eat the crumbs. The puppies are Gentiles. We're not that level. We're not Gentiles. We are the church of Christ. Can I have a good amen? Amen. So here we go. Paul says, guys, you're missing out. And that's the reason you don't understand that God has given us a provision, all right, that we don't have to suffer like the world. The world has what? Sickness, dying prematurely. But I've given you a provision, God is saying. The body and the blood of my Son. If you will partake, you will escape the condemnation, the sentence of this world. See, the world, there's a sentence in this world. Ever since Adam sinned, the sentence was what? Death. But before death is what? Weakness, sickness, death. So that's the sentence of the world. Now, we are not to suffer that sentence. Now, listen carefully. Christians do get sick. At times, I get sick. But I know when I get sick that this is not God's will for me. Okay? Compared to people who are sick and thinking, what is God teaching me? Because God gave me this sickness. Now, that's totally a different ball game. Okay? So here, we must be clear that there was no sickness, there was not even death until Adam sinned. So now it's not part of God's plan. If it's part of God's plan, you see death even before Adam came. Adam sinned. Adam would have been burying some animals. No. Death only came in because of sin. That tells us God, the way God hates sin, God hates death. The way God hates sin, God hates sickness. And that's why the number one thing Jesus did in his ministry, besides preaching, is that he went around healing all that were sick. You never find one time that Jesus look at someone and say, you're too healthy, come here, receive a bit of leprosy. I don't know why I'm doing this, but there's a reason God is doing this to you. Never. You know, he's always providing. He never say that these people are hungry for 3 days, but you know what? There are people who fast for 7 days. Ask Daniel. All right, it's time for them to learn discipline. No, he fed them. They were hungry, he fed them. So does God want to supply? Yes. And the supply only stopped when they stop. The Bible says, as much as they would. He gave them as much as they would, not as God would. So God wants you to be blessed. He wants you to have provisions, yes. He wants you to be healthy, yes. You know, straight away, oh, that's a prosperity gospel. Oh, yeah. Okay, praise God. Hallelujah. I'm ignorant. Amen. All I know is that the gospel is called the gospel of the grace of God. But I'm so ignorant that I think that the gospel of the grace of God from history, even from history, wherever it has gone, it has brought civilization. Women are respected and honored. Education has been the stronghold of Christians in every country where the gospel has gone to. Amen. Children are given a chance to be educated. So, what has happened is that instead of partaking of the provisions, Pastor Prince, just eating, it's a simple act. A simple act brought the entire fall of man. It was a simple act. It was a simple act that brought, every time you cry tears because of someone's death, a relative's death or whatever, just remember, a simple act. It was a simple act that caused everything happening. All the curse came in because of a simple act. Doesn't it stand to godly reason then that God ordained you can eat your way out of the curse? Of everything began with this simple act of eating. They can look at the tree, no problem. Right? They can even touch the tree, no problem. Eve added, cannot touch it. God never said cannot touch it. But don't eat it. Eating is partaking. So you are the same. When you partake, don't just listen about the communion. It's when you partake. Amen. So let's go on. Praise God. Verse 25. In the same manner, he also took the cup and said, this cup is a new covenant. All right, do this in remembrance of me. Don't forget, all this is given by the Lord Jesus direct. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. Proclaim the Lord's death. Proclaiming the Lord's death. Something of proclaiming the Lord's death. Now we come to this exciting part. For as often, not as seldom. Verse 27, you drop down. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. Okay? Notice, focus in an unworthy manner. So every time I come sin conscious, it's unworthy. Because he said the cup is for the remission of sins. And you are acting like sin is not remitted. It's unworthy. Amen? Let a man examine himself and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. The way it's taught today is like this. Let a man examine himself for sin. Right? Doesn't say let a man examine himself and abstain from the bread and push away the cup. That's what I used to do after I examined myself. No more faith to partake. I was so scared. But the word examine is the Greek word dokimazo. Dokimazo is the word examine for good things. Look at this. Dokimazo, definition of vines expository. Vine is a great scholar. He said this of dokimazo, to prove with a view to approving. Not a view of something negative. It's to prove something good. To prove with a view to approval. Are you listening? So this idea of examining yourself for sin doesn't fit in with dokimazo. Okay, go back to the passage again. Let a man examine, approve himself. Amen? Yes, I know the purpose of the Lord's Supper. I know his body was broken for my sins and for my diseases. Amen? I partake receiving his health. I know. I'm examining myself. I'm proving what is approved. Are you listening? Okay. So let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. Doesn't say examine yourself and then abstain from the cup. Abstain from the... No. That's what's happening in the church. Drop down. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. Now, drinks judgment to himself. This is the part where it gets a bit, people are concerned. Drinks judgment to himself. Well, Pastor Prince, there you go. It drinks judgment. Now, let me just tell you this. The word judgment here is kremer. Let me just tell you this. Judgment is there. All right? You can also judge yourself. Am I right? So who is the one that's partaking unworthily? He's the one who is eating, judging himself. He's eating judgment to himself. The word to himself is the reflexive noun in the Greek. Reflexive noun, I told you a bit theological, right? Reflexive noun means the person is doing it to himself, not God. Reflexive noun is like John is doing to John. Mark is doing to Mark. Peter is doing to Peter. Nobody else doing nobody outside is doing to him. In other words, he's sin conscious. He's eating, right? Sin conscious. He's still feeling judgment. He's eating judgment. He's not eating justification. Are you listening? To himself means, over there, you check it out. In the Greek, it's reflexive noun. It's something he's doing to himself. So if you partake with judgment to yourself, If you are self-condemned, you partake. That's partaking unworthily. Because the cup that you hold is proof that your sins have been put away. Yet you are seeing your sins on yourself. You are drinking judgment to yourself. Not judgment from God. Okay? For this reason, okay, not discerning the Lord's body. All right? Not discerning the Lord's body. So, another feature is this. When you're condemning yourself, you're not discerning the Lord's body. The Lord's body was broken. Listen. Was broken so that judgment will not be part of your life. Amen. Judgment is over and gone. He dispensed the judgment of God, right? So, also the body, another judgment on mankind in terms of our body is sickness and death, fast in itself. So when you discern the Lord's body, why was his body broken? You must make a difference. Now we come to the Greek word, not discerning the Lord's body. It is the word, not discerning is the word diakrino. And diakrino is this, in the Theos definition, show them Theos definition, to separate, say separate. Make a distinction. Discriminate to prefer. Now look at me. Do you know something? Mark 11:23, that famous passage says that if you speak to the mountain and you don't doubt in your heart, you will do not only what is done to the fig tree that was cursed, but the mountain will move. And the word doubt not in your heart, we always teach doubt not means don't doubt. But actually, there's another place where the word doubt is used. When Peter was walking on the water, then he looked at the storm and the waves, then he sang. Jesus grabbed hold of him and Jesus said this, why did you doubt? It's a different word from diakrino. Over there, it is literally doubt. It is the word distazo. In other words, distazo is made of double standing. Stasis is standing. D is double. Distazo, why did you distazo? You are believing me, looking at me, and you're looking at circumstances. You're looking at me, looking at circumstances. You have two standing. Why do you? That's doubt. But in Mark 11:23, he says, if you, it's diakrino, don't doubt in your heart. Don't make a distinction between the cursing of the fig tree. Maybe people say, I can curse the fig tree, it's small. But moving a mountain, I can't. Don't make a difference. Don't make a difference. Do not diakrino in your heart. Because diakrino means what? Separate. There, right below there, it says doubt. To be at variance with oneself. Another revelation there is, krino is judging. Dia is by means of. You are judging yourself. You can't speak to the mountain. Okay? Got it so far? But the primary use of diakrino is to make a distinction. So let's go back to the passage again. And it says, not discerning the Lord's body means what? You're not making a distinction. A lot of people, they take the bread and they take the cup and just say, I'm taking communion. They don't distinguish. Do you know the blood? Many people know the blood is for the forgiveness of sins. Amen? But they lump both the bread and the cup as one. No one taught them to distinguish, make a difference between the bread, the Lord's body, and the blood, the cup. So for this reason of not distinguishing, not diakrino, for this reason many are weak and sick among you and fall asleep. They die prematurely. Is this God's will? No. Amen. I pray that this will encourage you to partake of the Lord's Supper, especially when you've been diagnosed with something. Hands have been laid on you. But you know what? Don't give up. Keep on partaking. Many a times the miracles I see through the Lord's Supper has not come instantaneously. It's come 30-fold, 60-fold, and then 100-fold. But it will surely come.
Pastor Joseph Prince will return in a moment with a special prayer to close today's program right after this. Build a strong foundation for receiving your healing with Joseph Prince's book, The Healing Power of the Holy Communion. Strengthen your faith as you meditate on bite-sized scripture readings and be encouraged by the testimonies of others who received their healing breakthroughs. Receive your copy when you make a gift of any amount to the ministry today. Want to go deeper? For a gift of $75 or more, you'll also receive a specially curated resource kit with three additional teaching resources by Joseph Prince on the Holy Communion. Call or text the number on your screen or visit our website to get your copy today. And now, a closing word from Pastor Joseph Prince.
Father in heaven, I thank you for everyone under the sound of my voice. And I ask in the name of Jesus that as they move back, Lord, to wherever they come from, Father, and into this coming week, they're stepping into, Father, a week that's already been blessed and prepared by you. Father, cause your angels to be stationed all around them and their families to deliver them from harm and evil. I pray, Father, that you put them far, far, far from places, Lord, that will cause evil to happen. Father, they'll always be at the right place at the right time. Cause them to enjoy your goodness and your free favors, Father, everywhere they go. Let the presence of the Lord be so evident, and that heavenly life, Lord, just ooze out of them, Father. Everywhere they go, Father, everyone they meet, someone will sense that this person is not natural. There's a heavenly touch, Father, a heavenly touch on everyone. Let this be the experience. And I pray, Father, you'll put an evangelistic spirit, Lord, in the hearts of your people here, that they'll go out there and share the good news of Jesus Christ and his love. In Jesus' name, and all the people said, amen. God bless you. We'll see you again.
Thank you for watching today's program. If you are new to the Gospel of Grace, Pastor Joseph Prince would like to send you a copy of his book, Destined to Reign, to help you get started. It's yours absolutely free just by contacting us today. Offer is available to U.S. residents while stocks last. Just pay shipping and handling.
I want to take a moment to thank a very special group of people, Grace Legacy Builders. You know who you are. You're the ones who make this possible. Because of your generosity, lives are changed, bondages broken, and families set free from decades of wrong belief. Every praise report we receive, and we get many every day, is a testimony of God's grace and a testament of your faithful support of our ministry. Thank you for making a real difference in the lives of so many. God bless you greatly.
Be a Grace Legacy Builder today. Your giving powers our ability to keep sending the gospel of grace to the world. Call 877-901-4300 or visit josephprince.org to start building.
Introducing Grace Academy.
If you've ever had questions about how to walk in grace or what it means to live by grace, this is the place where you'll find answers on how to live a life that's anchored on our Lord Jesus.
Grace Academy is a digital pastoring experience designed to help you navigate some of life's hardest questions. Get free access today. Text GA to 71239 or visit josephprince.org/GA.
Thank you for being with us today. Join Pastor Joseph Prince next time for a fresh word from the Lord. Joseph Prince Ministries is a Section 501c3 nonprofit organization, and your gift is tax deductible for the amount that exceeds any fair market value of the materials you receive from us.